And here are the headlines for the year 1981. January 20th, Ronald Reagan was sworn in as the 40th President of the United States. His inaugural address emphasized a return to conservative principles and a strong stance against the Soviet Union.
January 20th, moments after Reagan's inauguration, 52 American diplomats and citizens were freed after 444 days of captivity in Iran. The hostages released marked the end of the Iran hostage crisis.
In February 1981, the Soviet Union boycotted the UN special session on disarmament, highlighting the tense Cold War atmosphere between East and West.
March 30th, President Ronald Reagan was shot and seriously wounded by John Hinckley Jr. outside a Washington, D.C. hotel. The assassination attempt shocked the nation, but Reagan recovered and continued his presidency.
June 7th, Israel carried out a preemptive strike on Iraq's Osirik nuclear reactor in a covert operation named Operation Opera to prevent Iraq from developing nuclear weapons.
July 29th, the wedding of Prince Charles and Lady Diana Spencer was broadcast live to millions worldwide. The event was dubbed the Wedding of the Century.
August 1st, MTV Music Television was launched, revolutionizing music and media culture by broadcasting music videos 24/7. Video Killed the Radio Star by The Buggles was the first music video ad.
August 1981, President Reagan fired more than 11,000 air traffic controllers who had gone on strike, marking a major confrontation between the federal government and labor unions.
September 22nd, the Soviet Union invaded Poland, leading to widespread protests against the communist regime and pushing Poland closer to the brink of martial law.
November 1981, the Atari 2600 video game console was released. It would become a game changer in the burgeoning video game industry.
These were some of the headlines that made the year 1981. And in 2024, you're listening to XY Podcasts.
Hit the music.
I just remember that we put a hole in the catalytic converter, and it was loud.
Oh, man. All right, so get this. I used to work at the Heritage Museum here, and I took a lunch break going to Taco Bell, right? As soon as I pulled into the parking lot, it was fun. As soon as I pulled into the parking lot, the whole muffler fell off. It was a 92 Honda Accord.
Oh, so
I go instead of just, you know, I'm not gonna grab it right away. That thing is blistering hot, right?
Exactly.
So I go and order my food, and I come back out and threw the muffler in the back seat. Drove home. That was the loudest ride home I've ever been in. Oh my god! It's like I was about to take off on a drag strip.
They can hear you from space.
What was that? That's Sam.
NASA, how can we hear him? No sound travels in space. Copy. That's just how loud his car is. I just paid off my car.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
That's going to free up some funds.
It will. Waiting for my pink to come from the bank.
Oh,
that
nice.
That should happen. Let me see. That should be any day now because I've paid it off last Saturday. So it's been a week since it's been paid off. So my pink should be in the mail here any day now. I might call them and check to say where it is. So, without getting too deep into this, because we pride ourselves on not being a political show, by the time you're hearing this, the election will have passed.
Oh, yeah.
And
this too shall pass.
Well, what I'm very happy about is that nobody lost their minds. Looks like There's been no extra fist bumping, and there's been no extra sour grapes. Everyone's just getting on with their lives and acting like they have sense.
As
And
they should.
absolutely as they should. And praise the Lord, my phone is no longer blowing up from political texts, emails, robocalls,
Oh,
and
yes.
freaking the commercials. I just was so happy when Election Day came and went because, good gracious, how many political ads can you cram into the same TV show?
Within 2 minutes.
It was like a marathon. I don't think in any election season before I've seen ads this just stacked. They both sides had a whole lot of money. One side, I
Dude,
think, used their money better than the other, but
yeah, it shows.
for the most part, I don't think I've ever seen attack ads just that, just wall to wall that thick before.
And I thought WWE was brutal.
I'm already not a fan of political ads anyway, because I years ago I did an ad. I didn't know what it was for, but I was told it was a buyout. But
Yeah.
I was just they dressed me up in clothes as like a construction worker. I had a hard hat on, and they said the only thing the director told me was to look at the camera and flip my hat up and look outraged like somebody just told me something ridiculous. And so that's exactly what I did. And I'm watching TV sometime later, and there's this political ad on, and this guy is talking about whatever local candidate was running for whatever. And he's like, and by the way, they're going to do this with your money. And then they cut to my clip of me flipping my hard hat up and looking at the camera, like all indignant.
Oh
And I'm like, I didn't authorize my image to be used in a political ad. I was understandably hot.
I would, yeah, I'd be livid too. That's
So
ridiculous.
I called up, the casting agent who booked me the job, and I was like, I didn't authorize my, image to be used in a political ad. This is very upsetting to me. And they're like, well, there's not much we can do about it, but they owe you more money. So she got me more money. And my footage was never used after that.
That's wild.
Because,
I
I
got
mean,
asked, oh, go ahead.
I said I wasn't going to get paid any more after the initial pay anyway, because it was a buyout, which means
Yeah.
I just get paid once and then they can use the footage as much as they want for whatever
So
they want.
you get a lump sum and that's it.
Yeah. But man, I was hot. And I kept seeing it on TV. And I had
That's
TiVo back then. I played it back. Do you see this? That's me. Oh, congratulations. No. I'm not happy about this.
gonna have to explain what TiVo is.
DVR, for those of you who were born after 2000.
There you go.
Well, I'm sorry, you were going to say something?
Oh, I just got asked to. I got asked at work, who do I want to win the presidency? And I said, whoever can give me $1.50 gas, I don't care.
Yeah, well, that was really pretty much that simple for most folks. Like I said, with most of my friends, you included, I don't get into any political discussions because it's really just kind of a triage at this point. I've voted enough now that I just kind of vote for the person who I dislike the least at the given time.
Right.
But we really need a three-party system, at least. We need some more independents out there, because a two-party system is like being constipated and having diarrhea at the same time.
Need that natural flow.
It would be nice. It would be nice to have more options, that's all. It would be nice to be able to just root for your guy. Right now, our politics is kind of like you root for the football team for the town that you live in. There are a few people out there who, root for teams that are nowhere near where they live. My cousin, for whatever reason, he lives in Baltimore, but he roots for Seattle. You
Right.
know, that's okay. Whatever. You have your favorites. You like who you like.
Yeah, I like the Braves, but I live in Tennessee, so.
My brother's friend roots for the Ravens and lives in Harrisburg. So I wish, that it could be more like that instead of like red, blue.
Right, yeah. Yeah,
So.
there's only two teams I can't stand in the NFL. I think one of them is the Steelers.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, go kick boulders. They won today.
Well, congratulations, not.
They beat up on those Redskins, I mean Commanders. The Washington Commanders. They
Mean the Redskins?
they whipped them by 1 point.
Them Redskins.
I just did a dinner theater show over the weekend, and I'm pretty sure that I was in conservative country, just based on the yard signs that I saw.
Oh yeah, you
And
tell me about this.
and
Yeah.
I had a line in the show where I got to call them all poor people, which was fun. Look at these people. They're poor. They can't even afford
The
bacon in this economy, or so
line
I
you
hear.
added.
That last line was improvised, by the way. That was not in the script, but that was this kind of the nature of the show. But it's fun when you get to like openly insult the audience and they can't really do much about it. Well, I mean, I suppose they
Oh man.
could, but they didn't. But they didn't laugh. They weren't amused.
That's, you know, I'd be in there
It
hee-hawing, you know,
there might have been a chuckle here or there, but it was like one of those nervous, awkward laughs.
They're
They're like, and then like you look back and there's all straight faces, arms folded, getting the stink eye, side eye, hairy
like the first
eyeballs.
night in a church, not in a comedy club, only one person laughs.
No, they were actually a very, very nice audience. They were, for the most part, they seemed to enjoy themselves and they were very accommodating. It was really nice. I played more hostile houses. This was not a hostile house. They were actually just nice kind of down home folk, but very country, very rural.
Just didn't have a funny bone.
They laughed at other things. As a matter of fact, I feel like I had a lot of good lines in the script, so I got my share of laughs. In
Good.
fact, one woman said, "You were actually the best one." I'm like,
Oh, nice.
and I'm like, not breaking characters. I'm like, "Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate your candor. You're very kind. That how kind of you. Very complimentary. I'm very flattered." But once again, that's me not breaking character until the end of the show. But they once again very nice. It wasn't a fire hall, so
Okay. I've been to a few of those.
yeah, out in the middle of nowhere, very rural. Not too far from some friends of ours who live up north. It was
A
it
little
was
piece.
it 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 was far enough north that I had to put gas in my wife's car because I took her car.
Okay.
She has the minivan as opposed to the Charger. So she gets 87 octane and I get 93. So I'm like thinking, well, maybe I'll save a few dollars. The joke was on me. Her gas mileage is terrible.
Yeah, vans usually suck the gas. I rented
Yeah,
one going to the beach.
I'm pretty sure that I would have spent less money if I had taken my car. And that's saying something because I spend like 50 cents more a gallon.
Test the theory. You could take my truck. Take it gets what, 10.3 miles to the gallon?
Did you say truck or tank?
A mini tank.
Grief. I hope things are close to you.
It's relatively close.
If you lived out here where I live, you would have sold that thing years ago. Our grocery store is 6 miles away.
Dang, my grocery store down the bottom of the hill.
Yeah, so well, yeah, so you could have a car with rough gas mileage then.
Oh yeah, it's I put $20 in it once now, once like every week, week and a half.
But 81 was a good year for movie. I was kind of astounded how many movies came out in 81 that endured, that are still around, that people still talk about, and that I had seen and didn't remember.
Yeah, they're still relevant to this day.
So the you know, and there are some really good ones. My top pick, the one that I actually wanted to talk about today, I'm kind of surprised didn't rank on any of the top, you know, top lists of movies for that year.
Yeah.
But
Well, now I'm curious because I saw a lot of them.
and I think it's I believe you should probably be going first with your picks. You had a handful of picks this time.
I do. I have three picks, and one of them is my top pick.
Okay.
So the first one is Cheech and Chong's Nice Dreams.
I remember that one.
Their first one was their best one out of all of them. This is just the one that it was like a, it wasn't even an hour long, I don't believe. But
Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke, I think, was their first one.
yeah, it was. And then Still Smoking was second.
Still Smoke. Wasn't their next movie called Next Movie? I thought it was Cheech and Chong's next movie.
Was it next movie
Yeah,
then?
I think that's what the name of the next movie was. It was called Cheech and Chong's next movie.
It was so inventive. So my second pick, if you hit that joint, it'll make you do this. It's The Evil Dead, the original.
Yes, I came across that one.
Yeah, have you seen the remake of it?
Yeah, I saw the remake and the sequel to it, and they were both pretty creepy.
Yeah,
I
it's
think that
pretty good.
they were Fede, that was Fede Alvarez who did those, right? Yeah, they
Yeah.
were pretty dang creepy. I think they definitely paid proper homage to the source material. So
So my number one pick that I watched so many times as a kid, Porky's.
now, I can safely say that you were too young to watch it when it came out, not having been born yet. But I suspect that you were too young to watch it when you watched it, weren't you?
I watched it when I was like 10 or 11.
That's too young.
Yeah,
That's inappropriate. It explains some things, though.
that's
Yes, I might have watched it when I was perhaps younger than I should have been as well.
aha. When did you watch it?
Well, I was like about the same age that you watched it when it came out, so I might have seen it a year or two after it was in the theaters. Around those
Okay.
days, things made it to HBO like about a good couple years later. It wasn't this like, you know, in the theater and then 3 months later there was on home video. It was like a good it took like a good year or so or more. Well, interesting picks, I must say.
Man.
So I compiled a top 10 list, but I wanted to feature my number one pick. So there was a smattering of films from 1981, and many of them were, I cherish many of these to this day, and many of them have remain cult classics to this day. So number 10, Stripes. And number 9, The Shining.
Oh, how could I forget that one?
8, The Road Warrior, sequel to Mad Max.
Okay.
7, An American Werewolf in London. 6, Escape from New York. 5, Clash of the Titans, the Ray Ho Harryhausen version,
Oh, not the remake, right?
not the remake.
Okay.
4, Superman 2,
Good
though
movie.
part of the reason that this one makes the list is because I consider I'm lumping the Donner director's cut version in with that, which is actually in my mind a better movie. But that's a discussion for another time.
All right.
Three, a movie that we discussed before, Taps, which I hope you
Yeah.
see if you haven't seen it. It's pretty good. Two, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. Yeah.
That was 81.
I did not know that.
Yes. But my number one pick for 1981 was a movie that I long considered my favorite film of all time for years. In fact, it was my favorite movie until it was unseated by The Prestige, direct from Christopher Nolan. So this movie was directed by John Borman, and it was Excalibur.
Like
The
the sword.
sword, well, Arthur's sword. Excalibur, in my mind, has been the definitive telling of the Arthur legend for the past 43 years.
Wow.
And it seems like it was a 3 hour movie. I don't think it was actually that long. I just think I just remember it kind of being seeming like it was a long movie.
Yeah.
But oh, it was brilliant. Once again, I was probably too young to have gone seen going to seen it, given that it was filled with gore, filled with the actually, I guess there were a couple different rapes and just a lot of adult themes. But it was so well done.
So much violence, right?
It was very violent. And what's cool about it, if you go back and watch it now, you get to see a young Liam Neeson, you get to see a young Patrick Stewart, a young Gabriel Byrne. And there might be some other actors in there that might be a little lesser known to general American audiences of today, but people would recognize Patrick Stewart.
I think I heard Liam Neeson's retiring from action movies.
Well, I mean, given that he is in his 70s now, it's probably time.
Yeah.
But yes, he was quite young in that movie. But oh man, it was so good. It starts off, focusing on Arthur's father, Uther of Pendragon. And
Okay.
Merlin is just looking for a king. Merlin's looking for somebody to rule the land, a good king. And I'm not entirely sure. I don't remember how Uther. I mean, this is, of course, according to La Morte d'Arthur. So this, is based on source material of this particular version of the Arthur legend. But somehow Merlin's thinking, well, Uther might be the right guy to wield Excalibur. Whoever has Excalibur is going to definitely be king. But Uther was pretty much about power and booty. He just he had the sword. He was, or Merlin's like coaching him, it's like, say the words, one land, one king. But then like the wife of the dude on the other side just catches Uther's eye and he's like, I have to have her. And Merlin's like, you just no, this no, that's, and Uther somehow gets Merlin to call the breath of the dragon to basically weave a mist and a spell. And what happens is, so the spell makes Uther look like the guy from the other side, so that when he goes into his wife's bedchamber, she thinks that he's him. And he nails her
Wow.
while wearing his armor.
Oh,
Which,
Jesus.
but because, Uther is a really bad leader, and, basically it doesn't take long to figure out that he's just not the guy to follow. So he ends up getting ambushed and killed. But before that, Merlin takes the baby that is the result of him kind of laying with his enemy's wife, and the baby is Arthur. So Merlin stashes Arthur away, and he's basically raised by a knight. He spends his formative years as a squire, kind of learning virtue and becoming a moral man. And you know, the when at the point that Uther is killed, when he's ambushed, you know, he has Excalibur, but he's like, if I can't have, you know, something about no one will have Excalibur. I don't remember exactly what the words were, but he, of course, you've heard the legend about the sword and the stone. He lodges Excalibur into a rock, and there it stays until 16 years later, even though the actor playing Arthur at the time is definitely well into his 30s by this point, but they're trying to pass him off as like a 16-year-old.
The only
But
one that
yeah,
can pull it out of the rock.
but he his he's a squire for his adopted brother Kay, and somebody stole his brother's sword, so he goes into the woods, and there's Excalibur sitting in the stone, and he's just on a whim. He's just like, well, you know. Now they have like contests to earn the right to pull Excalibur out of the stone. So you have to like win in combat in order to get the right to actually draw it. And you know, so this has been going on for a while to see who's going to be king, and nobody can pull it out. And then, you know, Arthur's just like, oh, well, what have I got to lose? And it comes right out.
I'll give it a shot.
And then he goes over and he's like, well, okay, your sword got stolen, but I got you Excalibur. And his adopted father's like, what is that? He's like, it's Excalibur. He's like, where did you get it? I got pulled it out of the sword. He's like, put it back. And
Good
then,
grief.
but then everybody sees him pull the sword out of the stone. So then everybody is like, all the sides are split because it's like, hey, he pulled the sword out, he's king. And the other half's like, nah, he didn't earn the right to pull the sword. So then they're fighting, and then you know this kid, he's got Excalibur, and this young kid, the squire, is fighting with Excalibur, and he's kicking ass, you know. And then the leader of the other side is like, he's down on his knees, and Arthur's like, if you swear allegiance to me, I'll let you live. And he's like, I can't swear allegiance to you. You're like a squire. And he's like, okay, then knight me. And he gives him Excalibur. And the guy's like, you know, you can see him thinking about, I can just take Excalibur and kill him. But then he's like, somehow they show like the power of the sword like influences him. And like a second later, he's like, by Sir George, Saint Michael, and Saint Jude, I give you the right to bear. He just knights him right there on the spot. But anyway, I mean, that's like this really, and Merlin, of course, finds Arthur and starts, kind of mentoring him right away. But it was one of the coolest versions of Merlin I'd ever seen.
And
And
you know what's bad is they'll never make something like that again.
you know what? If you go find Excalibur and watch it, and when you watch it, you won't want them to even try. You don't want them to come anywhere near that. If they want to retell the Arthur version, you know, some other version of the Arthur legend in some other way, that's completely fine. You know, that they want to do another like First Knight or some other version of the Arthur story, cool. Let them go ahead and do their thing, but don't touch Excalibur. That movie kicks butt. And I might have to go watch it now again. It's on my
Now you're gonna have to watch it.
It's on my shelf. So, but
Oh, so
yes,
you got the DVD of it, don't you?
yep, I do. But moving on, what television, if any, have
So,
you picked?
TV shows. I have one pick. I searched through 200, and I guess at that time, I that wasn't really much for me, you know. But the Smurfs ran from 81 to 90.
I was watching TV back then, and there were some shows I'm just kind of astounded just withstood the test of time. So I have five picks that I'll run through really quick. Now, the first one you're probably not gonna be familiar with. I don't know. Well, we'll see. It was called That's Incredible.
No,
Okay,
don't know that one.
it was one of those shows that they would like feature people doing amazing things. It's usually kind of like a glorified stupid humans trick kind of a thing.
You mean
But
cops?
not exactly. But That's Incredible was my number five pick. Number four, I'm sure you've heard of Hill Street Blues.
No,
You've never heard of Hill Street Blues? Wow. Okay. It
unfortunately, no.
was actually shot not too far from where I am. But it was a cop show, Stephen Bochco, and it was set actually in the Hill District of Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Number three, if you tell me you haven't heard of this one, I'm calling BS. Fall Guy.
Not the movie, right? Or is it based off like the movie, the new movie, is it based off that show?
Yes.
Okay.
With Lee Majors.
Right.
Okay. Just checking. Number two, Simon and Simon.
I haven't heard of that one.
That was a two brothers. They were private detectives. Used to come on after Magnum PI. And my number one pick, The Greatest American Hero, which I'm probably sure you haven't heard of that one.
Yeah, I haven't heard of that one.
The Greatest American Hero was a great premise. I'm kind of surprised no one has actually done an update on it or revival. So the Greatest American Hero was about this guy named Ralph Hinkley, who was a high school special ed teacher who ends up being paired with an FBI agent. And
Yeah.
they're in the desert when they have an encounter with extraterrestrials, and the extraterrestrials give Ralph this super suit. And it basically gives him, for the most part, he's got super speed, super strength. He can become invisible, and he's got other abilities as well. I guess he has telekinetics. Unfortunately, his suit is bright orange with a black cape. And it's got some kind of an icon on the symbol on his chest. We don't really know what it means.
Okay.
Ralph, his suit comes with an instruction booklet, which he loses. So he can fly, but he can't fly very well.
Just kind of figures it out as he goes, huh?
And like for the first few times that he would like fly and then land, he would just basically like crash and then crumble and roll onto the ground. And every one of his landings was punctuated by, damn. So it was obviously it was formulaic. So they would, solve crimes and, because like I said, his partner was a part of the F was a member of the FBI. So that's actually available on Amazon Prime if you ever want to watch it.
All right, I've got Prime, I believe.
But those are my TV picks, and there were many more from that year. So 1981, like most years in the 80s, was a good year for music.
Shoot.
But
Seems like every year is, though.
I
Well,
when until you get into the 2000s, then it kind of
let
it peters out a little bit.
me correct myself. You're
But I cannot wait to hear your music picks for 81.
But as of 81, I have five picks. So, my number one pick, and it's only because she's from the same area I'm from, is Dolly Parton, 9 to 5.
And I love that movie.
I'm actually a fan of her music.
Yes, I know that about you.
I'm a big fan of her music.
I'm not going to lie and say I'm a fan of her music because I don't listen to it. I don't have anything against it, but I'm a fan of her. She's classy.
Yeah, she helped out with the flooding over in Nashville.
Yeah,
Just straight out of pocket, you know.
she's a class act, and she has been for a while.
She's a good person. I've met her a few times.
I'm a little jealous then.
Yeah, she held my my 12-year-old when she was born. She held my daughter.
I
But it
would
was at
not.
my sister's wedding.
I would not mind being able to hang out with Dolly. That would be kind of cool.
Oh no, she's cool.
It's not a lot of celebrities that I feel like it'd be cool to hang out with, but she's definitely one of them.
And she's got jokes coming after jokes after jokes. She's hilarious.
Oh, I knew I would be a fan when she said something about her hair. She's like, "Honey, this is a wig. I've been wearing wigs ever since something, whatever year it was." I was like, "Well, go ahead with your wig wearing self, just being all real and upfront about it."
She is a class act for sure.
So next.
Number two, Jassy's Girl by Rick Springfield. Oh no, you picked this one,
No, I
didn't
did. No, I didn't. I saw it, but no, there was no way I was going to pick that.
it too mainstream?
Something like that. We'll go with
You can talk to me later.
that.
So, my third pick is Keep On Loving You by REO Speedwagon.
I saw that one.
Yeah. Now we're getting to the bands where my mom and dad like. So, my fourth pick is the Oak Ridge Boys, Elvira. You saw that too,
My
didn't you?
heart's on fire, Elvira.
Love
Giddy
that
up,
song.
ba-doom. Anyway.
Bop
Oh.
My last pick is Another One Bites the Dust by Queen.
Somehow I missed that one. I don't know if I would have put it on the list, but
Why?
no. Well, I bec I've, well because of. Well, it ended up on your list, so that's probably why. But I didn't come across that one. I came across another Queen song, which I did consider for a moment, but then I
Ooh.
passed on it, and that was Under Pressure. I'm feeling like my list is maybe not as impressive. So I've got Let's Groove by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Let's groove tonight.
And then just one of my favorite songs from that year. Not that it's a particularly good song in terms of how well it's put together, but it's kind of an earworm. The reason I say it's not a good song per se is it requires you to kind of pretend that Debra Harry can rap. And the song I'm talking about is Rapture.
I don't know that one. I probably would if I listened to it again.
You would definitely. It got mad radio play. So my next pick is In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins. I thought that might have ended up on your list.
Oh, I love that song too. Yeah, I skipped right over it. Just like Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
One of my favorite bands.
And then this one I'm just kind of relegate to honorable mention. I Can't Tell You Why, Eagles.
Ooh.
Now, I think Destiny's Child did a remake of it, which I don't necessarily think did it justice.
No, they kind of ruined
But
it. At least for them. Just listen to the original.
it's I usually don't like I usually don't mind an R&B reinterpretation of a good song, but that's one that they definitely should have left alone. The worst example of an R&B cover of a classic rock song, I couldn't tell you the name of the group that did it, but somebody did like a disco version, and I will qualify this in a second because I know what I'm saying. But there was a somebody did a disco an R&B group did a disco cover of Another Brick in the Wall.
No.
Yes. I don't know who it was. Once again, I'm gonna have to see if I can find it. But
There's multiple covers of it. There's a band, you know, Korn, right?
yeah.
They did a cover of that song as well.
I mean, that's one song that they should just basically say, no, leave our song alone. No! Ooh, leave my song alone. And that's what they should say. But yeah, anyway, so that just made me, the Destiny's Child cover made me think of, classic rock songs that are covered, perhaps not as successfully as others. And that just kind of came to my mind.
I just kind of screwed the pooch on that one.
Speaking of songs that were repurposed for other songs, my next pick is Super Freak by Rick James.
Super freak.
Can't touch this. Do, 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 do. Can't touch this.
MC Hammer.
MC Hammer. And of course, that song was parodied.
And there's a
Do,
lot of
do, do,
memes
do,
too out there.
do, 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 do. You can touch this. Do, 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 do. Every time you see me with some cutie. I feel it is my duty to go and touch her booty.
You can touch this.
And my final pick is What's Love Got to Do With It by Tina Turner. Probably
What's
mostly
love
because
got to do? Got to do with it?
this was one song that my uncle would play over and over and over again. And I believe he had my cousin recorded on a tape just over and over again.
Like a cassette tape?
Yeah.
18 hours worth of What's Love Got to Do with It? What are we listening
Well,
to
I think cassette tapes in those days maxed out at 2 hours, fortunately.
today?
But I'm pretty good after, if I really like a song, I can play it twice, two times back to back. If I'm really, really feeling it, I might eke out a third, but usually like halfway through the third replay, I'm like, okay, I'm good. I don't think I could do 2 hours of the same song.
Hey, Scott, flip it over to side B. It's got better music on it.
You must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse re No!
Thought you said good music, not music that makes me want to stab my eye.
It's the same thing we listen to. Yeah.
2 hours ago.
Yeah, my uncle, he was an interesting fellow. Well, sir, we have done this long enough today. I'm afraid that we have come to the end.
I will wrap it up for us.
Don't say that.
Wow, what's love got to do with
Oh,
it?
you ain't right.
Oh man, I have to find something. Okay, I think I got it. I think I got it. All right. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, and be someone your younger self would want to look up to.
Very nice. Very nice. I can get behind that. And that said,
You better not.
I am Scott,
I'm Sam.
Gen X.
Gen Y.
And in closing out, we will say X,
Y.
Z,
See
U,
you
later.
later.
And we're out.
Still a little off on that.
We'll figure it out,
Yeah,
I think.
I think so. This is what, 4 or 5 months now?